All right. Hello, everyone. Welcome. All right. So sorry we got started a little late. I know we're like 14 minutes late. I had some audio issues, and I felt that it was better to get those things resolved rather than to try to start the show and have the issues happen during the show and us having to restart the show. Actually, Shogun, say something real quick. I just want to test something.
All right. Good morning.
Okay. Everything should work. I went through everything. Now, what happened this morning was, as I was like, I thought everything was set up, but here's the thing. My audio, for whatever reason, was sounding very tinny, like I was speaking through a big aluminum pipe. And I had to use a bunch of compression to get my volume up. And so Voodoo, the reason why we're late is Voodoo was like, man, your audio sounds bad. So I was going through my settings, like, I did the best I could. If I turn all this compression off, you can't hear me. And then he's like, check your Windows settings. And wouldn't you fucking know it, a Windows update had fucked my settings and caused my microphone to go to, like, nearly mute, which is why it was so low. And all the compression I was using to compensate for it was causing all these issues. So the final boss of my audio problems was once again a Windows update. So that's been fixed. Then I had to undo all the things, all the compression, all the effects I was using to try to compensate for what Windows did. And that's why we're 14 minutes late. But I got everything working. No more echoing. No more whatever. I did forget to do the whole Twitter Spaces thing. I will remember to do that next time. Actually, you know what? I don't know if that'll work. No. Twitter Spaces won't work anymore. Because unfortunately, there's no way for me to pipe the Jitsi audio into my microphone and have it output without creating an echo. It just, so the way I have this set up now is the Jitsi audio only goes into my microphone and only goes out within OBS as a separate audio channel. It doesn't go out within Jitsi, so there's no echoing. This was a fucking Rube Goldberg machine of bullshit to get all this audio stuff working. But I finally got PNGTuber to work. The secret is I had to upgrade from VoiceMeter Banana to VoiceMeter Potato, which has a lot more options, a lot more functionality. I wanted to stick with VoiceMeter Banana because, you know, the whole monkey banana thing, but I had to upgrade to Potato. There was no other way. The Potato version just had more features, and I needed those features. So basically, the secret is for PNGTuber, you want to set your microphone output to one of your B1 or B2 virtual outputs. And then you set that, you set the audio input for PNGTuber as that virtual output. But that doesn't work with Banana. It only works with Potato because it requires certain drivers. And the drivers are only for the latest version. So upgrading to Potato allowed PNGTuber to work. Everything works. As far as the echoing and the roboting, that should be done. Everything should work now. And then the final boss was a Windows update. So now we're done. We're finally done. We can breathe the free air. We finally have working audio. I just had to literally rip everything out and rewire it from the ground up, you know, as one does. But now everything works, and it's interesting. And learning VoiceMeter Potato, it's got some really cool features. Like, I could split my... Before, all my desktop audio came out as one channel, and I couldn't individually adjust volume. Now with VoiceMeter Potato, I could have multiple sources of audio, and I could individually adjust them within VoiceMeter. I could turn the volume down for each source, which I couldn't do before. So if I have, like, gameplay, and people are saying the game is too loud, instead of me going into the game settings to turn the volume down, I could just turn down that audio source within VoiceMeter, and it'll turn it down for my whole desktop, which is really cool. I also set up a test audio room in VoiceMeter. So if I want to know what, if you're telling me I'm roboting, or if I'm echoing or something wrong, I can actually go into that, hit the button to pipe that into my headset, and actually know what I sound like. So if there is an audio issue, I'll be able to confirm it very easily with VoiceMeter Potato. So upgrading to Voice Meter Potato was the right move. Rest in peace, Voice Meter Banana. You served me well for many years, but, you know, time waits for no man, as they say. All right. So thank you for your patience. I'm sorry about the audio issues the last couple of streams. I'm sorry about... Here's the thing. I didn't want to give up on the whole VTuber, PNGTuber thing. I think it's really cool. I put a lot of work into it. You know, call it a sunk cost fallacy. But I'm really glad that I finally got it working. All right. Okay. Now, let's start the actual show. I know that's what you're here for. Let's shout out to our sponsors first. Our sponsors are The Dollhouse, Purveyor Fine Waifu and Waifu Accessories, AeroVenus, who make excellent silicone sex doll torsos, now with heads as part of their Max series. I just reviewed the AeroVenus Kelly, which is also Celestina 2.0. So they took an AeroVenus Kelly and they gave it custom makeup. I sent them reference pictures and they gave her custom makeup to make her look like Celestina. So she's basically my Celestina torso. And what's really cool, if you check out that review, it's up on MGTOW.TV, BitChute, Library, also known as Odyssey. But you have to use the app to log in or it'll hide it. The cool thing about it, it has what's called an ROS head. And the ROS head has you can open and close the mouth, which doesn't just allow for like oral, it also changes her expression and makes her more emotive. Because when you open up her mouth, her eyes widen. And when you close her mouth really tight, she squints. So you can actually make your sex doll a lot more emotionally emotive with the ROS head. And of course, it's also good for like kissing and oral sex if you're into that sort of thing. I personally don't want to have oral sex with my dolls because I like to give them kisses and I don't want to put my tongue where my penis was. I understand with like a human, you know, there's like acids in the saliva and the body naturally cleans itself. So, you know, if your girl sucks your dick and then she brushes her teeth and swirls some Listerine and then you make out later, it's fine. All that shit's cleaned. But a doll doesn't have any of those systems. It doesn't like have a self-cleaning system like a human does. If you come in your waifu's mouth, you're going to have to fish all that cum out with some dude wipes. And then you might miss some, and then you're giving your waifu some smooches. You taste like, I don't even know. I've never tasted cum. Maybe some bisexual men out there can tell me what it tastes like. But you might taste your own kids, and no one wants to do that. So I don't give my waifus, you know, I don't put my penis in their mouth. But anyway, you can. And what's really cool is the mouth. The teeth, the tongue, everything is completely anatomically correct. And it's like, it's realistic. It's really amazing. Anyway, so enough glazing of AeroVenus. They're a great sponsor. I'm really pleased to be working with them. Their prices are amazing. You know, you'd think for a hyper-realistic silicone sex doll torso that's hand-painted, has all these features, you're going to be paying, you know, $2,500 to $3,000. They're the same price as a TPE torso. So if you look at The Dollhouse, they have TPE torso dolls that are about $1,200, $1,200 to $1,400. And you're like, yeah, that's about right. Because, you know, a full doll is like $2,000. So a torso doll being $1,400 is pretty reasonable. But then you go to AeroVenus, it's like, okay, let's check out these silicone ones. They're the same price. And they're silicone. And they're way more realistic. And they feel good in the hands. They have the composite material. It feels like muscle. Anyway, so really pleased. Not look, and I still love Dollhouse. Don't get me wrong. The Dollhouse is great. And also, I don't recommend getting a torso doll as your primary waifu because having the arms and legs is better for like photography, hugs. You know, like looking at a armless, legless torso, it's kind of weird. I'm not going to lie. Now, when you're having sex, having the arms and the legs not get in the way is beneficial. But when it comes to kind of that bonding type of phase, it helps when they have all their, like a complete woman, you know, you don't want her to be missing parts when you're trying to, you know, romantically bond with them. So I recommend both. I recommend getting your primary waifu at The Dollhouse, and then if you want to get like a sex doll torso as a backup, one you could get rough with, then check out AeroVenus for that. All right, then we got A World Without Men by Aaron Clary. Again, it's not his latest book. His latest book is Zero World Problems, but his book before that is A World Without Men, which proves that men do everything and society would collapse if men weren't around to do everything. And we already knew this because we have... what's... Was it Sweden? They did that where they wanted to have equity in road de-icing, like basically after a storm. They didn't want to just clear the main roads for the men. They wanted to clear the side roads for the women in the name of equity. And the city shut down. Because if the men couldn't get to work, nothing fucking happened. So all this equity bullshit is literally just like, it's like slicing your Achilles tendon. You're just going to handicap yourself. Anyway, so that's Aaron Clary's penultimate book, not his latest one. I'm still waiting on the audiobook for his latest one. But anyway, that is our sponsors. There we go. All right. Cool. All right, Voodoo's back. You back, buddy? You get your audio? Voodoo had some audio problems, too. You got your audio fixed there, buddy? No? I guess not. All right. Now you're there. Okay.
Is it working?
Yeah, it's working.
Okay, cool. Yeah, I'm here.
All right. Okay, hold on. My microphone is picking up background audio. Let me just adjust my sensitivity. All right, anyway. Okay, so before we start on... by the way, this is going to be a pretty short show. We only have 4 articles. Nothing is happening. Nothing is happening. Basically, the only things happening are shit we've already talked about. You know, the economy is faking gay. The wars are over. BRICS is won. The regime is just stalling for time, trying to let Israel complete their genocide. And that's about it. That's the world in a sentence. Nothing is fucking happening. But, Voodoo, before we start on the articles, you mentioned there were things you wanted to talk about.
Yes, just a bunch of, like, shit happening in Australia. We have a bunch of fun new laws coming in. Basically just, digital ID, but really cracking down on it. And it went into effect last week, start of this month, August 1st. Basically, TLDR, it's not starting off as draconian as we thought. So basically, it's just essentially just porn sites requiring ID. And then essentially just banning all piracy websites. And you just get around that through changing, just flushing your DNS. And you're pretty much home free. And then just getting a VPN from that point on.
Hold on. So I've heard from people in the UK that they're blocking VPNs at the DNS level. How are you getting around that?
You just flush your DNS. It's just go into your settings, go 8.8.8.8.8. It flushes your DNS. And yeah, it's done. Like,
getting around the DNS problem is not
that very difficult. Simple. Like, you just disconnect from your internet and then go into your internet. So, okay, if anyone doesn't know how to flush their DNS, I'm going to show you right now. Click on your net thing, like open up your internet settings. So you're sitting at the status settings, network, right? And you just click change adapter options, right? And then you just click whatever you're connected to, right? So if you're connected to Ethernet, connected to Wi-Fi, click properties. Right, and then you just go down to your TCP/IPv4, hit properties there, and then you'll see a button that says use the following DNS server address. You click that, and then you're able to type in that little box there, and you type 8 dot, like go over, right, 8, and then you click over again, 8.8, right, and you hit apply, boom, done. Everything's gone. You can access any website you want.
I didn't realize it was that easy because I was hearing horror stories how people couldn't even log into their VPN. Easy. All right, so no. I mean that's good.
Literally that easy, guys. Okay, like the day the hour the law went in, an Oz poll On 4chan, there are different regions, right, that constantly have threads up every day that you can look at. One of them is called OzPol, right? It has basically all the shit happening in Australia that the news doesn't give a shit about, right? The day the hour, the minute it went up with the law, there was an Oz poll immediately showing you how to get around it. Like, immediately. Because for some reason they didn't block 4chan. What idiots, bro. These people are incompetent as shit. Imagine putting a firewall, like, because their plan was putting their plan, this is what they want. They want China's firewall, but for, like, anti-Semitism, right?
Right.
Essentially, that's what they want.
No, right? You're right, so, you're right. I'll let you cook, go for it.
So, these fucking morons, right, were so far up their own fucking Jewish asses that they forgot to block 4chan because they thought their fucking 1,000 army bots could outlast the spam of Australians. Fuck off.
The funniest thing about Australians is I learned that the biggest Black Lives Matter place, yes, like basically the one getting all the donations, it wasn't actually the official Black Lives Matter. It was some Australian guy.
It was a fan page.
Who is siphoning all the donations from Black Lives Matter to some guy in Australia.
He got a solid 40%. A solid 40% of all donations from Black Lives Matter went to some Australian shit poster. What an absolute fucking legend. If I ever meet that guy, I want to shake his hand.
Oh, yeah. No, that's how you do it. Exactly.
Like, Australia is known for two things, right? Fairness, like fair go, like that was that, like that's our Australian motto, right? We fought governments over fairness, not like shit you not, right? Like,
okay,
fucking like, a little bit of Australian history. I've been reading up on my Australian history, right? So,
right,
I sort of knew this in the back of my head. I heard it when I was in school, but I didn't really pay attention to it. So, we had a gold rush in Australia. I don't know if you know this, right? But basically, okay, we had a gold rush in Australia, and it was in, like, New South Wales, right? And basically, these gold rush people, right, we had a lot of migrants coming to pan for gold, right? And to pan for gold, you had to buy a license, which was, like, £1 or whatever, right? But it was to get the license to pan for gold, right? Now, you can start to see the problem.
Realized my avatar isn't in line with the table. I was floating above
the table.
I was floating above the table the whole time. So, all right. Sorry about
Should
that.
Happen.
Continue. Yeah.
Anyway, this place was called Eureka, right? So basically, you know, that's it's an expression, right? So essentially, this place to pan for gold was in New South Wales at Eureka, right? And basically, the people were coming there. They basically cleared out all the gold and they were struggling to find more gold, right? To pay off whatever the fucking license fee was. I think it was like £1.50 or something like that.
Hold on. I'm getting, Jesus Christ, everything is breaking. So, it's showing Mixer.tv, Rumble. Is Restream getting DDoSed or something? Because, like, my stream is going out onto Restream, but then it's crashing everywhere else. Well, no, someone was telling me it's down on Rumble. It's down everywhere. Odyssey, Mixer.tv, which this has never happened. What's going on with Restream? Let me see what's going on. Yeah, everything, it says, yeah, I don't even know. Okay, let's see if this is good. It's like, I'm going out to Restream. Okay, make
Did
that
your
TV,
Rumble
okay.
get banned?
I don't know. It's just, it was showing down. They were showing that they were down. Okay, it looks like it's going back out. Mixer.tv is working again. Odyssey and Rumble are thinking
TV's
about
working.
It.
Working.
Yeah, let me see. Let me see if audio or Odyssey and Rumble work. It says sending data. That's never happened before. Like, I've heard of, you know, Rumble, if
you
I forget to update.
You are currently down on Rumble.
Yeah, and Odyssey as well. I didn't check DLive. DLive is probably down too. Holy crap, what is going on? Okay, so Rumble is down for some reason.
I can't find it.
Okay. Let me just go directly
from your link.
Yeah, what's going on? All right, everything's offline. Everything is offline. Wow.
All right.
And everything's right. Like, I didn't do anything different, but everything just went offline. My internet is working fine. Everything is down.
Entry is live. Rumble's live. MGTOW.TV is live.
Okay. Yeah. Now it's
live.
All right. So basically, this must be a restream problem, because it's not just Rumble. It's everything.
They're all live, man. They're all live as of right now.
Yeah, they're all live right now. But the fact that they all went down simultaneously means that it's a restream problem. So I've never had a problem with restream before. So yeah. I don't know, and I don't think there's an alternative to restream. So if restream's having issues, I don't know what to do. The good news is, as the show is being recorded, as it's going out, regardless of internet problems, streaming problems. Everything will be uploaded correctly. Everything will, when it gets uploaded, any kind of streaming issues will be resolved in the file. So it'll be fine for those of you watching, but for those of you trying to watch live, I don't know what to tell you. So I don't know, man. Like, we live in a society. I do the best I can, but fucking shit keeps breaking. I can't help it. Like, everything keeps breaking around me. It's like that.
There was a stab.
This is going to date myself, but anybody remember a band called Stabbing Westward?
Negative, Chief.
No? Well, there's a song where it's like, everything I touch, I break, and I'll break you too. That's what I'm feeling right now. I'm feeling like I've learned a new term. So I'm an older millennial, and I guess the new term is Zillennial. They're trying to rebrand like a generation in between the Generation X and the Millennials, trying to like carve out that little transition generation as their own generation, which I don't know if that'll stick, but technically I would be a Zillennial. I don't know.
Well, it sounds retarded. Technically I am a Zoomer according to the internet, but also according to other internet, I'm also like a late, like, millennial, but like, yeah.
Remember back in the 90s when we were in high school, they used to call us Gen X, and they just kept changing the dates. Now I just don't even care anymore.
Yeah, like, well,
always trying to put a label on us.
And the thing is nothing's really changed in like 30 years of like culture. Like, you look at TV shows and movies from like 2025, and you look at TV shows and movies from the early 2000s, and they're basically the same.
Go look at Breakfast Club. It's a very good, like...
Yeah, that was the 80s. That was the 80s.
Yeah. Things were different. Look at Breakfast Club, Hood Rats, fucking Hackers. Bro, that was peak 90s.
Yeah, the 90s. But that's the thing. Since, like, the early 2000s, nothing... Like, if you look at... In fact, you could confirm this with the radio, right? So you have radio channels, and they'll play today's hits, but they'll also play shit from, like, the 90s and the 2000s. And it's not even, like, the 2010s. No, the last 25 years are all up for grabs on, like, the modern channels. You know, like, I remember growing up, you know, in the 90s and early 2000s, you know, if you went to modern music, they didn't play shit from the 80s and 90s. That was a totally different genre. Unless you were on like the heavy metal stations, they only played stuff from the last 10 years. But now they're playing stuff from the last 25 years because it's all the same. There's nothing culturally different about music from the 2010s than there is today, or the early 2000s than there is today. It's all the same.
Because that's all they can do. Because if you notice, right, this is when industry got inculcated with culture. right? Because it always used to be that the artists and the music were against the industries, were against the corporations and shit, right? You had like Rage Against the Machine and Paramore and like all these fucking like bands, right, that were coming up into a system that they saw as like disruptive to the art, right? So you had all these bands coming through that were actually like creating new things, but they all got bought up and like, you know, fucking homogenized and like censored to the point where like Rage Against the Machine was raging against the people for not supporting the machine. Did you see that in COVID? Like, yeah. Rage Against the Machine came out. And like they were like, yeah, guys, get your boosters. Da-da-da-da-da.
Yeah, you know? we're rebelling against the people, yeah, saying no to the government.
Yeah. Yeah. And it's just the like this specific like thing wouldn't have happened if the Jews weren't allowed in power.
Oh wow, you just like, we just went from 0 to 60 right there. We're just like, you know what, let's just no foreplay. We're gonna go right to the JQ.
I mean, like, what else can you point to? You know, like, I mean, like, it's because I tried to pin Grok on this again, right? And he kept going on about how, like, it's changing culture, it's changing this, changing that. And I was like, look, if you have a look at all of the music and all of the media that came out in the last 20 years, how is it fundamentally different in essentially making this sort of society actually come through and progress into the modern era? Because, like, you know, it's all about progression and moving forward, but we've actually stagnated culturally. And
right.
Didn't well, have a response for that.
I can explain that. I could explain it. So basically, if you look at from like the 1950s through the, I mean, you have like the Reagan Revolution in the 80s and 90s and Republican, and then you had George W. Bush in the early 2000s. So music and culture were basically there to talk about how bad tradition was and how, you know, everyone was rebelling, everybody wanted to be free because the right had power. But starting with Barack Obama, especially, the left, basically Barack Obama was the kind of cornerstone as far as the left was concerned. People thought that with Barack Obama, the left would never lose another election. That's why you saw a lot of protections being eroded. Like, they started giving the president more power and eroding checks and balances because they thought they would never have to worry about another Republican president again. Like, the fix was in. They won. And so now it's time to, you know, eliminate all these checks and balances, empower the executive. We're going to have a dictator president because he's our dictator. So it'll be fine. And then Trump won. And so then everyone lost their mind and started, like, burning down cities and screaming about how they can't breathe. But, you know, the thing is the culture is always enabling leftism, you know? So when the right was in power, raging against, no, it was like,
this is something very new, mid 19th century. Like, this is when like
I'm talking about the music. Like, if you think about, like, when was the heyday of, like, satanic dark metal? It was, like, the 60s and 70s. What was going on in the 60s and 70s that was so evil and satanic? Nothing. The right was in power, though. This was, like, the middle of the 1950s. And yeah, you had, like, a culture revolution with feminism. But the right controlled the institutions in the 50s and 60s and 70s. The left took them over the course of the Cold War.
Yeah, but like, you have to think about it, right? Like, the World War II happened like 1940, right? Like 1942, 1944, right? So then you had the fleeing of the Jews from Nazi Germany into America for the most part, right? Although they fled into the West, like the Five Eyes countries. You got like Europe, right. America.
They spread around. Like, they didn't want to put all their eggs in one basket.
Yeah, so you had these Jews, right? coming and fleeing from a place that they had thoroughly destroyed, right? And you had them having kids, raising these kids, and like what would be 20 years, right? 1960, right? These kids would have grown up with the constant reinforcement that, like, you know, white people bad, you need to do something about this. We need to change the culture.
You're overthinking it. Look, I'm not saying Jewish control of the entertainment industry isn't significant. All I'm saying is the reason why you see these cultural tides where you have, like, you were talking about Rage Against the Machine. They're raging against the machine during the Bush years. And now they're raging against the people when, you know, Biden is president. So it's not just like, you know, most people who are leftist aren't like, in fact, what's funny is the right sucks more Jew dick than the left does. The left actually supports Palestine. They're actually anti-Israeli. It's the conservatives that fucking get on their knees and fillate Benjamin Netanyahu whenever he comes to town. So the thing is like the left doesn't like
the left does it too. It's they just do it more subtly, because they need to, like the inner party. They're all part of the same party.
No, you're right. Yes. Well, the thing is like had Kamala Harris been elected, then what happened was the Democrats would pretend. My point is, let's say in some parallel universe, Kamala Harris would have won the election. What would have happened was the Democrats would have pretended to put up resistance against Israel, but then you'd have a few defect, you know, like what the Republicans do. Oh, we're going to repeal this. We're going to do this. We're going to stand our ground. And then at the 11th hour, like two or three Republicans vote with the Democrats, and then the Democrats get what they want. The same thing would have happened for Israel. The Democrats would have hemmed and hawed about the genocide in Palestine and the children, and then they would have hemmed and hawed, and then there would have been a deal, and then Israel would have gotten everything they wanted. It's all a kayfabe. My point is, Rage Against the Machine, they're not a part of that. They genuinely don't like the right. They genuinely think that the left is correct, is morally correct. So they're raging against the machine when the right has power, and then they're raging for the machine when the left has power. They're useful idiots. You know, very few people on the left actually are like Zionist, Jew-loving, you know, Shabbos goy or whatever. They're true believers. Like when you're a true believer, you actually believe that your side is right. Like there are people on the left who actually believe they are morally good and their values of equality are objective and correct, and anyone who opposes them is evil. And that's what they believe. So the music they write, the whatever they make, it is trying to spread that ideology. And when that benefits Jews, when Jews are like, yeah, we need to subvert the right because they're in power, they're going to enable creative people who believe in that sort of thing, give them a platform to allow them to spread their ideology. I think the issue is, since Barack Obama especially, the left has been the dominant cultural voice. They are the machine. And COVID, they really, really blew their load on COVID. COVID was supposed to be their finest hour. Where everything came together, and they were going to use the threat of a disease and endless lockdowns to strip our freedom away and enslave us, and this was going to be their finest hour, their big, you know, coup de grace, where they were going to seize ultimate power and make sure that there would never be any further threats or rumblings from the right. And then Omicron cured COVID. Only about, I think it was like less than half of Americans ever got vaccinated. And of those that did, it was only a very small percentage got like boosters. So the propaganda, like think about the level of propaganda. We were all there. We remember 5 years ago. The sheer amount of propaganda
was nothing compared to the propaganda in Australia.
Right, but my point is
absolutely fucking tenfold.
Well, but in Australia, they mandated it. They just straight up said, you don't have rights. You will get vaccinated or you'll go to jail or you'll be fined. In America, they had to rely more on propaganda, and it didn't work. Like, very few people got vaccinated. And the ones who did, it was like 9 out of 10 times. It wasn't because they actually believed the government. It was because they had to get vaccinated for their job. It was basically get vaccinated or lose your job. And so they were forced to do it or be unemployed.
Yeah, I mean, like, that was, well, that was my position as well. Like, I said to my employers when this was, like, in its, like purest fucking thing, and they literally said to me, like, look, you know, we have work down here. You need to get vaccinated. I'm like, look, I'm not getting vaccinated. You can fire me or you can fucking find me other work. I don't care. This is something I'm standing on. Like, I'm going to, like, this is the hill I'm dying on, basically. Like, I refuse to do this. You can't fucking force me, like, to do it. Like, it's not legal. You can't force me. And if you do, I'm going straight to the fucking union and then straight to fucking 60 Minutes. And you can go fucking lick my asshole. By the way, well, 60 Minutes is like 60 Minutes is like a non government funded like program they put on government TV where they like address people's like grievances with their employer or just it's basically just like
okay
fucking we, like you
we,
know
we have a
like
show in America shit. We have a show in America called 60 Minutes, which is more of like a. It's like in between news and documentary. It's like a pseudo documentary news show.
Yep.
I think it's by CBS.
It's basically like that for. It's basically like that in Australia, but like basically it handles like disgruntled citizens with like an axe to grind. Like, you know, you'll turn it on and be like, oh, Cheryl from Sydney Westburn is taking it up for the government and, you know, blah, blah, blah. You know, she's complaining about. You know, the garbage not being taken away or something or other, you know, like, you know, it hasn't been taken away in 2 weeks and she's sitting on a pile of garbage.
That is bullshit. You know what pisses me off, actually, now that you mention that, is whenever there's a holiday, right? So there's like, you know, it was like 4th of July or whatever. If that day happens to be my trash day, the trash doesn't get taken out.
No.
And I have to, yeah. And it's not like, oh, okay, I know it's a holiday. We'll swing around tomorrow. No, you basically just have 2 weeks of trash. And the thing is they give you, like, the cans aren't big enough to hold 2 weeks of trash. So now you either have to economize or you have to, like, you know, take your fucking trash on a field trip to the dump and dump it yourself because they take the whole week off. No, like, you have your trash cans. Like, if your trash cans are full, you're SOL. You have to drive your trash to the dump.
When you say when you say trash can, I think of, like, those 10-liter, like,
they're,
metal trash cans.
Yeah, they're, okay, no, they're... Same thing? They're like, plastic, but they have wheels on them, and there's, like, a little arm that comes...
You're talking about wheelie bins, okay.
Wheelie bins. The problem is they're not that big. They hold about a week's worth of trash, about a week's worth of recycling. And as long as the trash comes every week, it's fine. But when the trash takes the week off because it's a holiday, the holiday happens to fall on your trash day, you just have to – they don't come back around till the next week. So you have 2 weeks of trash. So basically you have
– a government service? Or is it private service? Yeah.
No, I don't know if Australia has this. In America, we have these government regulated monopolies where the government will basically tell you, this is who you get your power from. This is who you get your trash from. This is who you get your internet from. And they're the only game in town, but they're a private company. But the way that works is supposedly the government, it's all about efficiency. Like they don't, like, for example, with internet, if you have like a dozen companies all competing for your business, they'd all have to lay down their own wiring and that would just get cumbersome to put all these different wires parallel to each other. So the government, just for the sake of simplicity and efficiency, they just allow one company to invest in all the infrastructure. And then in return, they get a monopoly. And usually there's like a 10-year or 20-year contract for that monopoly. But what sucks is if your company is a piece of shit and they screw you over and don't, like, they don't care about you because you're technically, even though you're paying them without the threat of competition, customer service doesn't matter. Customer service only matters if your customers have the option to go elsewhere. Once you get the government monopoly situation, then you could just throw customer service right out the window. Because where are they going to go? Like, they have to have electricity. They have to have their trash taken out. They have to get internet. So this is the game you're playing, and you just have to take it up the ass.
In Australia, we have three different power companies. So it was actually government-owned for a long period of time, but the unions actually got a rare L and basically said, yeah, no, we want it to be private companies. Now it's completely fucked. But essentially, long story short, in Australia, we have different internet providers. We have about five or six, Telstra being the main one, but fuck Telstra. Basically, the power is all done by Urban Utilities, or Ergon, basically the same shit, different state. So yeah, like we have power supplied by the government. So that's all government sort of subsidized out to Energex, which is owned by the government. It used to not be owned by the government, and the government just bought it up and was like, yeah, no, fuck you. Your quality's going to shit. We're going to fucking own it and, you know, fucking...
Well, thank you for that very rambly explanation. Okay, people are requesting we get to the articles, so we probably should get to the articles. My overall point was, I think the reason why culture has stagnated for the last 25 years, more or less, is because the left has been in control, and they've gotten everything they want, and so they're happy, and so like the culture has nothing to rebel against. Because the culture is dictated by the, you know, the entertainment industry. So they're going to... Now, if the... If, like... I think MAGA's kind of dead now. I think, like, Trump had a mandate from the people, and he fucked it up in every way possible. No opportunity.
Job. Release the Epstein files. Like, nothing will distract me from not releasing the Epstein files. You could tell me aliens have contacted America and every major country in the world, and I will still say, where are the Epstein files? Like, well, nothing will distract me.
The problem with the Epstein files, it's not that, you know, because a lot of the politicians that are mentioned in the files are from, like, the 90s. It's like Bill Clinton. It's like a bunch of Hollywood celebrities from the 90s. I mean, when this shit was going on, you know, that was decades ago, right? Like, a lot of those politicians aren't even relevant anymore. They're retired. They don't have power. They're not even globally relevant. They might still have some influence behind the scenes, but they're not like sitting politicians anymore. The problem is because it involves Israel. That's the problem. You know, Israel is currently committing genocide in Gaza. They're going to annex not just Gaza, but also the West Bank. The West Bank has nothing to do with Hamas and nothing to do with October 7th. Nothing. Like, Hamas rules Gaza, and the Palestinian Authority, which is a Israeli puppet, they rule the West Bank. And the Palestinians of the West Bank had nothing to do with October 7th. They're not holding any hostages. They were just minding their own business, and Israel decided to fucking kill them, annex them, treat them like, and they didn't even do anything. They did nothing wrong, like literally. Like, the argument could be made, oh, well, the people in Gaza, you know, Hamas and blah, 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 blah. But the people in the West Bank, you have no reason whatsoever to lump them in with the people in Gaza. They're a completely separate territory with a completely separate government that had nothing to do with what happened on October 7th, but they're killing them anyway. They're killing them and annexing their land anyway. And obviously people are mad about it. People are pointing out this is bullshit. And people are wondering, why does the U.S., which claims to be all about freedom and democracy, why are they bankrolling this? And then people point out, like, oh, well, it's because of fucking D. Epstein and, you know, all these pedophiles were raping kids on this island and they all got blackmail on them. And that's the problem. If Israel wasn't relevant anymore, like if Israel went away, no one would care about the Epstein files. It would be like releasing Cold War records. You know, like, no one get, if you release records, oh, this person was spying for the Soviet Union, or this and that happened. Okay, well, that was like decades ago. The Soviet Union doesn't even exist anymore, so who cares? You know, that fucking war is done and dusted. But Israel is news. They're very much relevant. And that's why the Epstein files are being suppressed, because it hurts Israel.
Yeah, but you can't just dismiss, like, I get what you're saying, 100%.
No, I'm not. I'm not saying. I'm not. I'm not dismissing. I'm not saying. I'm not saying. Look,
pedophile politicians should be hanged.
I'm not saying don't impale the corrupt politicians. I think corrupt politicians should be publicly executed. Like, being a corrupt politician should be a death sentence, because you have all this authority. You need to have responsibility commensurate with your authority. If you have the power to ruin people's lives and have them killed, and you're corrupt, then, you know, by the sword you wield, you shall be judged, and you need to be killed for your corruption. So I'm not saying don't kill them, but I'm just saying, like, people, like, if Israel, like, if for some reason Iran just blew up Tel Aviv and fucking Israel was finished, and everything came out about the pedophiles and whatever, we would just, no one would be trying to suppress them. Everyone would be like, okay, Israel's gone. Yeah, it was these guys. And then they would be executed. And then we'd all move forward. And it'd be no big deal. AIPAC would be gone. All these organizations would be gone. The Jews would be fleeing to probably South America or Russia for safety. And it would be like, I don't know how many countries it would be up to. Maybe like 118 by that point. But no one would care about the Epstein files anymore. They'd be like, yeah, that shit was like decades ago. The only reason why it's being so heavily suppressed and censored is because it involves Israel, and Israel's very active. You know, they're not like the Soviet Union. They're still doing shit right now, and they're still twisting the arms of politicians and governments right now. So that's the issue. Yeah, the pedophilia thing is fucked up. Don't get me wrong. I'm not excusing it. But it's like, I made the same comment about Jews in general. Like, if Jews just happened to rule all these governments, but they were doing a really good job, like, they were just, everyone was happy and everyone's basic needs were met, and they were just excellent at foreign, you know, the way, like, blacks are really good at, like, catching balls and, I don't know, raping white women, you know, like, they're really good at certain things.
Balls?
They're, you know, like, catching footballs and shooting basketballs and other things involving balls, like slapping up against white women's pussies. So, you know, you take the things you're good at, right? As long as those things are beneficial, you know, no one cares. Like, no one cares that there's a disproportionate representation of black people in the NBA, right? Because they're really good at... I know very few people do. You're just a racist, okay? But most people appreciate the fact that black people are just better at basketball than other groups. So they're going to be disproportionately represented, and that's okay because they're good at basketball. And being good at basketball isn't doing any harm to anyone. And if Jews were just naturally really good at government, like, they're just really good administrators and ministers, and they're just good at organizing shit because they got that big Ashkenazi IQ, but they were really good at their job and they did a good job and everybody was happy, no one would care. No one would care that, oh, aren't Jews overwhelmingly represented? Yeah, but they're good at it. Like, of course they are. Like, they're so good at it. You know, leave our Jews alone. We love our Jews. And no one would care. Well, no one would be anti-Semitic. The problem isn't that Jews...
I disagree with that statement.
Well, let me finish my point. The thing is, people aren't anti-Semitic and anti-Zionist and anti-Jewish because Jews are overrepresented in government. They're anti-Semitic and anti-Zionist, anti-Jewish because they're clearly and obviously destroying the countries they're supposed to be in charge of for the sole benefit of Israel and Jews, who only make up 2% of the population. So you're talking 98% of the population is getting fucking dry fucked in the ass and having their countries hollowed out for the sole benefit of 2% of the population and a foreign government on the other side of the fucking world. And that's why people are anti-Semitic. If Israel and Jews just actually like, hey, let's do a good job, then it's like, yeah, go fucking go. That's kind of what we expect, you know. Like, when you expect the ruling class to at least be competent at their one job, and if you have a ruling class that's doing the bidding of a foreign government, that's called treason. That is, and throughout history, there was only one punishment for treason. Even to this day, even in the modern day when the death sentence is very sparsely enforced, treason is still a death sentence because it has to be. If you don't kill traitors, you're finished. And if you have traitors running your government, subverting it for the benefit of a foreign government, And we're not, they're not even like being subtle about it anymore. There's no subtlety about the covering up of the Epstein files and just the absolute fucking glazing that Donald Trump gives to Israel and all the money we give them and the way we back them up as they're actively committing genocide.
You have a moral obligation.
And by the way, we're not even allies with Israel. We have no formal treaty with Israel. Not only are they not our greatest ally, we have no formal treaty of alliance with Israel. And yet, here we are, facilitating everything they're doing. And why? Like, people ask, why are we doing this? Why are politicians sucking Israel's dick? It can't just be the donations from AIPAC. It can't just be, like, a couple million from the Adelsons is nice, but, I mean, there's Americans giving politicians a lot more than that, and their needs aren't being serviced the way the Jewish needs are. What the hell is going on? And the answer is the Epstein files. The answer is the blackmail tapes and the bribery. It's not just, because the thing, bribery is great, but when you got bribery and blackmail and assassination, well, that is just the fucking chef's kiss of government corruption right there. So, the good news
Speaking of our greatest ally, I mean, hello, USS Liberty, anyone?
Yeah, look, it's not just that. It's everything. I mean, the Jews also stole our nuclear technology to give nuclear weapons to Israel and then assassinated JFK. I mean, like, it never ends. It never ends. Don't even get me started on, like, the Holocaust.
I mean, I'm still baffled to this day how the boomers could say that Israel's our greatest ally.
I can explain it. It's so easy to explain. Like, most people, in fact, there was a report that came out recently that was blowing up on social media. Here's what they found. If you have high testosterone, what that causes is you start doing what you think is right instead of following consensus. Because weak people who lack testosterone, obviously women, most, you know, they clearly don't have testosterone. But having low T, whether you're a man or whether you're a woman, it causes you to, well, first of all, you're weak. And what do the weak do? The weak seek safety among the herd. They seek conformity and consensus among the herd. So they don't do what they think is right. They do what the group thinks is right. They conform to the group because they're weak. But if you have high testosterone, which is heavily correlated with fitness, then you do what you think is right. And that, once you understand that, like the boomers, it's not a boomer thing. It's a woman thing. It's a soy boy thing. It's a weak, we don't have, like, people aren't stupid. There's a lot of highly educated, high IQ, weak men who follow the herd. It's not because they're stupid.
Look at all these PhD people who fell for the vaccine propaganda. This is absolutely proven correct. Because you have all these fucking people with these smart ass degrees talking all this shit. And it's like, you're an idiot.
This is the problem. It's not that they're stupid. It's that they're weak. If you are weak, if you cannot do for yourself, if you need others to do for you because you're weak or dependent, you need to conform. You need consensus. This is the thing. Like, people ask, like, when it comes to religion, for example, very few people actually ask questions and seek out truth for themselves. They just absorb whatever is the dominant belief in their group. So if you were born in a Christian country and everyone you know is Christian, guess what? You're Christian too. You've never thought about it. You haven't thought, hey, is this true? Did this happen? It doesn't matter. Everybody's Christian, so you're a Christian. If everybody around you was Hindu, you would be Hindu. If everybody around you was Muslim, you'd be Muslim. You're simply conforming to the group. The music you like, the shows you like, everything you believe, everything you are, your entire identity is based on conformity and consensus because you're weak. And this was just recently proven with this study that shows people act on their moral convictions if they have high testosterone, and they seek consensus if they have low testosterone. It's all about weakness. We don't have an intelligence problem. People aren't stupid. It's not that they lack education or IQ. It's that they're weak. They're fat and weak, and they have no testosterone, and they need to lift heavy things and eat meat, and then they will be strong and they will start thinking clearly, and they'll stop having. And I've seen this with trannies, by the way. I've seen guys who were like gay, but they were just normal guys. They were usually like they were the top. They weren't the effeminate bottom. You wouldn't even know they were gay if they didn't tell you, because they weren't like flamboyant or effeminate or anything. But then they decided to start taking estrogen, or like to, you know, they started taking hormone replacement because they wanted to be a trans. And so they would start on estrogen and their entire personality would change. It's like estrogen does not turn you, like these trannies who think that estrogen is going to actually turn them into a woman. It's going to make them not look like a man in a dress. I have bad news for you. Just as Gandalf said, you shall not pass. But the thing is, what it does do is it changes your brain. Like, I call it bitch brain, where these guys go on estrogen and they start thinking and acting like a woman. They start being like irrational and emotional. And I've even heard reports. I haven't personally confirmed this, but I've heard like second and third hand reports that people who take estrogen replacement, you know, like male to female trans people, they can't do math anymore. Like their ability to do. Okay, so I haven't confirmed this personally, but I've heard people say that, like, they find math harder once they take estrogen. The estrogen prevents them from doing math.
Yeah, I can confirm that. Personal first-hand experience.
So
I will not elaborate.
I know that you... So, Voodoo, you... When we first met, back when you had two chins...
Yeah.
And then...
yeah.
But then you lost weight and you, but mm-hmm. then you noticed you had low testosterone. And I suspect, mm-hmm. I strongly suspect your low testosterone is due to you being obese, because obesity is very, very correlated to low testosterone. But so now mm-hmm. I guess, but you were taking testosterone replacement therapy to help bring your T levels back up. My point is, yes. this is the issue. People are fat. People are weak. People have low testosterone. It makes us. This is like the bonobo protocol that I've mentioned. Making men more effeminate makes them more peaceful. It makes them more agreeable. It makes them seek consensus and conform, which is obviously all to the benefit of the government and the people who want... They don't want independent free thinkers challenging them. They want weak, effeminate soy boys who do what they're told and want the consensus of the herd, because that makes you extremely easy to control.
Well... I don't know if it changed in me personally, like when I was like low T. I actually got my T levels checked not like a month ago or whatever, because I had to get my bloods drawn when I got injured. And I asked with the doctor, I was like, hey, can you test my T as well? She's like, oh, why? And I was like, oh, I just want it tested and I just want to see. So my T came back and it's low again, so I'm fucking pissed off. Yeah. I'm going to have to go back on my meds again. So Jesus, that's annoying. I thought it was solved, but obviously not.
I have an update regarding me. So I went to the doctor to get my, what was it? My thyroid checked, because there was a guy in the super chats. Yeah. Right. So my thyroid levels came back normal. So my high testosterone isn't due to a thyroid issue. The problem is the only endocrinologist who will take my insurance has no openings until 2026. So I have to see it.
I mean, that's almost as bad as mine. Mine won't take anybody till my appointment's fucking in like mid-December.
Right.
So, yeah. Like all I need is for her to literally call me, give me a script and send me on my way. That's it. And she's busy till December. And I'm just like, well, fuck.
Well, now having high testosterone isn't like, oh no, not high testosterone, not the hormone of the gods. Hold on, I haven't played this in a while.
The hormone of the gods.
So anyway, so you know, having high testosterone isn't a burden, but I am curious why I have such high testosterone, because I've never gotten my testosterone levels. I just got them checked on a whim. I've never been tested before. I'm in my 40s. I was expecting them to be low, and they were like one of my numbers, my sex hormone binding globulin was like 5 times the normal level. But my regular testosterone was only like 10% above, but it was above the range. So you have like a range, yeah. And then mine was above the range. So I, even in my 40s, I don't even know what my T levels were when I was younger. I was like, I mean, I was quite the sexual tyrannosaur back in the day. So I don't know, maybe.
Like, for the most part, like hormones, and I tend to agree with you. I think it is because I am, you know, I am overweight for my height and my fucking shit and all that sort of stuff. Like, I am, I'm getting back up there and I'm really trying to cut back on it.
No, voodoo.
I know. I'm not as bad as I was. I'm at 90 kilos. Okay, 90.
You gotta prepare for the race war, man. What are we gonna do without you?
I know.
You're gonna kill all these these abos have retard strength. How are you gonna fucking choke them out with your bare hands, with your fat obese fucking girl hands?
I know, man. I know. But at least I can still bench what I have been benching, like. You know, I haven't changed. I haven't gotten weaker. I've just gotten more bulky. I just need to lean back down. Yeah. Lean back down.
Have you tried carnivore?
But, yeah, I have been trying carnivore, actually. Yeah. So, yeah, I dropped 3 kilos in the last 2 days.
Okay. All right.
So, I'm doing good. Doing good. I just need to stay away from the actual...
that's the thing. Okay, you don't need to stay away from fat, so you probably need to stay away from sugar. Like, what is your problem food? What is the food that always gets you and causes you to cheat on your diet?
Honestly, like, so my problem is that, like, I generally will just eat, like, because I have, like, really good restaurants close by to me, like, and I'm talking, like, within walking distance, like, I can see. Okay,
so what is it? Is it noodles? Is it pasta? Is it
no,
sugar? Ice cream?
No, it's Eggs Benedict, right? And I think it's the sauce, the Hollandaise sauce.
Yeah.
That shit draws me in.
Well, you could have eggs on carnivore. Eggs are good for you. I don't know what's in the Hollandaise sauce. You can't have the bread.
I don't know.
So
it tastes like sugar. It tastes like sugar and sweet. Yeah. So I'm gonna say sugar.
It's okay. Here's the thing. I've learned this because also I started carnivore because of my rheumatoid arthritis, and what I learned was it's not sugar. It's specifically fructose. Because, like, I use seasoning that I use, like, rubs and seasonings that have sugar in them, and it does nothing. What causes my arthritis to flare up is fructose. So I can't have any sweet fruit, and I can't have any processed foods because they contain, like, the corn syrups and stuff like that. So it is because your liver has to process the fructose. And so, you know, I don't know. You got to know your body and whatever. But, like, you can have eggs. Maybe not Eggs Benedict. Mm. Maybe not like the Hollandaise sauce. I don't know what's in it. But eggs are good for you. Butter is good for you. Meat is good for you. The only my problematic thing was ice cream. I love ice cream.
I don't have a problem with ice cream. Like I won't eat it if it's not there, right? So if I don't buy it, it's a non-issue, right? The issue, well, not the issue, but so I was going really good, right, for like 2-3 days, right? And I felt myself going into it. And then I was like, you know what? I really want to have some like Eggs Benedict. So I went down, I got Eggs Benedict, right? And I was like, that was really good. And now I want pancakes. And
the pancakes.
Yeah.
Okay, so here's what you do. So you make yourself, I don't know, like find a I don't know, look up a recipe for Eggs Benedict. Find out what's in it. Mm. And I don't know enough about Eggs Benedict to know. Maybe Eggs Benedict is perfectly healthy. You know, it's all made with natural ingredients. It doesn't have any crazy bullshit in it.
Yeah.
But the pancakes.
Eggs Benedict is basically just poached egg, right?
Yeah.
On something, right? With Hollandaise sauce, right? So I usually have the Eggs Benedict on a piece of like multi-grain toast, right? With like some zero fucking carb butter, right? With a poached egg and then hollandaise sauce, and then that's
all right. So two what you here, but here's what you can do. I don't know. I don't know what the recipe is for hollandaise sauce, but you could use heavy whipping cream, which is basically just liquid butter, because butter is made for. I don't know if you know this. There's a lot of interesting things you learn. So butter is just whipping cream plus salt, and it's like whipped. So, but like if you want a it's just salty whipping cream. That's what butter is. So you can either melt butter if you want like a buttery sauce, or what I like to do is I like to partially melt whipped butter and it makes like a froth. Or you could just literally, if you just want to add some liquid, some, you know, some fat and liquid, just put some heavy whipping cream into something. And you could add that to your eggs, give them a nice kind of buttery sweetness. The cream won't add any sweetness, but you can add like sucralose, you know, Splenda, or one of these artificial sugars to add some artificial sweetness. So, I don't know. Like, the thing is, I used to do keto back when it was called the Atkins diet, and they didn't have anything in the store you could buy. You had to make everything yourself. So you had to, like, learn recipes to make low-carb recipes. With carnivore, it's similar, except, you know, honestly, I don't get burned out eating steak. Oh, and I found a butcher. There was a butcher in, like, a few towns over. It's a little bit of a drive, but I did find a local butcher. And I got... So... It's basically the same price as Sam's Club. I got my my sirloin tip roast cut up into steaks, except they cut them at the butcher shop and they cut them horizontally, so mine, they're like super mine does wide. This too.
Yeah,
mine but, does this but it's too. It's the same price.
He actually asked me.
It's really good.
Yeah. He actually asked me how thick I wanted the steaks, and I was like, oh, what's a good thickness? And he was like, basically, you know, like an inch thick. And I'm like, okay, like, you know, and he's like, yeah, you're not going to get a better cut of meat anywhere. Basically, you just like, this is the best cut you can probably get for the like $30 or whatever I paid for, like a rump of roast. Right. And it was probably some of the best meat I've ever tasted. Like just salt and pepper on the meat. And I cooked it for maybe 10 minutes. Man, that shit was so tender. It was like sex in my mouth. And I was chewing it.
I have an outdoor grill. I bought an outdoor gas grill, but I very rarely use it because it's a giant pain in the ass to clean. You have to take the grills off and scrub them and everything like that. It's kind of a pain in the ass. So I still kind of use my George Foreman mostly. But I was in the mood to use my outdoor grill. So I had some inch-thick steaks, and I cooked them on the grill at like, I put them on at 400 degrees and it got up to like 600, but with like the flames, you know, flames everywhere, super hot. And they came out perfect. I have a little hourglass, a little 5 minute hourglass. And I cooked them 5 minutes on each side and the fat was rendered and crispy. It was like, basically it was almost like the steaks were wrapped in bacon because the fat was rendered and crispy around the steaks, and the meat was tender and buttery. And I just use my normal, I dry brine the steaks in kosher salt overnight, and I just use a basic steak seasoning, but they were so good. I was like, they're the best steaks I've had outside of like a fancy restaurant, you know, where you're paying like $150 for a meal. Like, that's the level of steak. And all I did was just cook it on the grill, and they weren't even like amazing, you know, Wagyu steaks or anything like that. They were just regular old steaks, but I'm getting better at cooking. So, and you know, honestly, you eat steak every day. You're not going to be like, oh man, I really miss Eggs Benedict.
Yeah. I mean, like for the days that I had the steaks, man, I was eating four of the inch thick steaks a day.
What?
But I was eating them all in one meal.
How fucking okay? I eat maybe two steaks a day, and that fills me up. Like, you're eating four steaks in a meal. How big are your steaks?
I only have they're about like hand span width apart. Like they're not big, right? They're skinny, but they're long, right? So it's like you put your hand down, and it's like that's about the size of the steak, right? So I have four of those a day, but I eat it in one meal because, like, I can. And at that point, it's basically just, you know, coming down to, you know, making sure that I have the steak there. Because I was good for like 5 days, right? And I was like, well, I kind of need more steak. And I went out and then I was like, I'm going to get steak. And then I sort of fell off the wagon.
All right. So hold on. My VTuber thing crashed, but I fixed it.
Oh, no.
Hold on. I know. Hold on. Now, there we go. All right. Sorry about that. I don't know why. It just crashed on me. It whatever. Anyway. So.
Are you not capturing the window for that?
Yeah, OBS is. You know, I just do a display capture with a filter to capture the corner of my monitor, and I just put the program up in that corner.
It's use because window capture, my man.
Yeah,
you don't want to dox anything on that window.
It doesn't let me. It just has a blank screen. It's like a certain programs aren't detected by OBS.
Try game capture then.
I've tried it. Sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't, and display capture is more reliable and consistent.
Sus.
And it's all. Here's the thing. I have four monitors, so yeah, I use my bottom two. My bottom two monitors are my working monitors. My top left monitor is like
in the back end right now.
Yeah, so I have this going on my top left monitor, which is basically where I put all my background stuff. And then my top right monitor is like a TV where I just watch YouTube and music and stuff like that.
Yeah.
So anyway, all right. But here's the thing. Like, I spent about $50, $60 on a sirloin tip roast, carve that into steaks, and that gives me about a week's worth of steak. I eat about 1 to 2 a day between... But I also have a handful of vitamins. That's like kind of my in-between meal. So I'll have my steak in the morning. And then, you know, if I'm getting kind of hungry, I'll just take my vitamins. And that usually kills my appetite. And then usually in the evening, I'll have another steak. And that's it. It's like two steaks a day and a handful of vitamins. Do you
have a list of your vitamins somewhere?
I mean, I've talked about it. It's all basic stuff. It's all the stuff that you need when you're on a keto diet. So your electrolytes, you don't need sodium. You should be getting plenty of sodium by just salting your meat. But you need potassium, you need magnesium, and you need, what's the other one? Calcium. Calcium, magnesium, and potassium. I also take zinc, fish oil, B-complex, and that's it. Everything else is for my arthritis. So I take... I take turmeric, I take folic acid because of my methotrexate, I take boron, I take selenium, I also take digestive enzymes and probiotics because those help with inflammation. So, when it just comes to doing a ketogenic diet, you just need your electrolytes. You need your calcium, magnesium, potassium, and sodium. But you don't need sodium because you should be getting plenty of sodium with your diet. But you need the other three. But if you have arthritis like I do, then you need to take like a whole other thing of vitamins. And I also take a nootropics. I take lion's mane and I take acetyl L-carnitine and alpha lipoic acid. But you can get this at Walmart. It's not expensive. And those are for mental energy and that sort of thing. Those are like to help your brain. Because, you know, when you think for a living, you have to make sure your brain is operating at peak efficiency. But that's it. Nothing crazy. All right. We've talked about the Jews. We've talked about how voodoo's fat and has low testosterone. I think we could finally get into our first article now that we're an hour and 15 minutes into the show. But like I said, we only have four articles. So, you know, this isn't going to be a very involved show. And I don't think we have, let's see, do we have like a super chat? We have a few. Actually, Voodoo, are you leaving early? We have a... Oh, okay, never mind. They have the window not minimized, but like minimaled. I don't know. It wasn't close, but it was like smaller, and I didn't see them. Okay, let's get into our first article at long last. So our first article is from Zero Hedge. And basically, this is just an update on the market. Geopolitical situation. Nothing happening. So, the headline, futures rebound as dip buyers just... There's a lot going on, and depending on how you look at it, you think that it says a good thing, it's really not a good thing, and I'll explain why. So, inflation is real, and the government is lying, and the tariffs are making things more expensive. And the tariffs when that gets worse. So, remember, go
Your audio is like cutting in and out, by the way. I just wanted to let you know. It's still bad. I wasn't sure if it was just me.
Yeah, it's not just you, Voodoo. I hear it too.
It looks like his audio crashed and the VTuber crashed and everything crashed.
Womp womp.
Big womp. I did hear a ding.
I don't know what you heard, but I was sniffling a little bit.
Okay.
So, and I've got to take off in like 30 minutes. Or less,
all right, so. Man. Well, I hope everything's going well with you.
Well, it's not going great, but it's not going catastrophically bad. Main thing is just trying to find another job because, my goodness, layoffs are happening again. The job market is fake and gay, as you already know. And there's a lot of ghost jobs and a lot of people pretending like they're hiring, but they're really not.
I heard that that is a very big issue, especially in like America. And yeah, it's definitely like an issue for sure.
Yeah. So I'm not sure
if you can hear us on stream. Let me just unmute. Okay, well, yeah. So TFM can't be heard, but we can be heard. Just letting you know.
Okay. So they can hear us. Okay.
Yes.
All right.
Yes. TFM's trying to fix his audio right now, looks like.
All right. I mean, if they heard that, then they heard it. It's whatever.
Yeah.
Well, it's just life right now.
Yeah. I mean, like, because what's your industry again, if you don't mind, like, saying?
No, I was in the tech industry. No.
Oh, okay.
I was a contractor. I won't say exactly what company, but I had to use my savings in order to get a new vehicle because throughout the entirety of 2024 and much of 2023, I had a vehicle with a blown head gasket and I could not afford to get it fixed because getting a job was a nightmare. And when I finally did, I was so deep in debt to my landlord, I had to basically live in the van while I was at work. And try to catch up on things. Well, trying to get the thing fixed, got ripped off on an engine, all kinds of stuff happened. So, go ahead.
No, sorry. I was just gonna say, it's even fucking like it's even worse when you gotta like you know try and deal with stuff and then make ends meet, and you're not able to do that as well. You know, like it's just it's so absolutely fucking like frustrating. Because I actually had to take leave because my boss was like, "Yeah, I don't know if I'm gonna be able to find you work until the end of this month. You may just have to take leave, till the end of the month." And I was like, oh, well, you know, I might as well, you know, I got like 200 hours saved up. So, you know, I might as well take 100 hours or 110 hours or whatever it is, so that it's able to, so I'm able to get like constant pay coming in. It's not going to be penalties or anything, but at least it'll be, you know, at least it'll be sort of, you know, money coming in, somehow to pay bills. So,
yeah.
How is your Windows sound crashing? That is phenomenally fucking insane. I'm just watching TFM trying to change his sound. His Windows sound controller is actually dying. What it's the like, hell?
It's like, that's like Windows 98 level problems. I haven't had issues with a sound card being this bad since Windows 98.
Is that a sound card issue though? Like, if his like Windows like application is fucking dying?
I don't think so, but you said like sound hardware, so, or did it miss?
No, he's trying to connect his like cable through, and he tries to open up the Windows setting, and it's just crashing straight away. Like it goes through the process of like, you know, not responding. And then you just close.